As of the publication date of this week's Airdrie City View, September 22, it was officially the first day of fall. And by the time our Rocky View weekly readers see this column, we will be well on our way to pumpkin spice latte season. I'm sure a lot of our readers may remember those old KFC Canada commercials where an unsuspecting passerby comes across the first fallen leaf of autumn and screams in horror. My reaction to summer coming to an end is a little bit like that person's reaction. I witnessed my first yellow leaves of the year in mid-August, but I refused to let that be a harbinger of the fall to come. Instead, I resolved to make the most out of each summer day I had left, including going on plenty of walks, basking in the sun, and tending to my garden, or what remained of it after the summer sun this August had had its way. Don't get me wrong. I love autumn, the beautiful colors, warm beverages, and pumpkin hunts, but summer just hit differently this year, and I was not willing to let it go as readily as I had in previous years. After the previous 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, this summer finally felt like a return to normalcy. In 2020, many of our favorite summer activities were canceled, modified, or restricted based on an individual's medical status. No matter what your opinion on the matter is, it was hardly what anyone would consider a carefree summer. And even though we were open for summer in 2021, a dark cloud seemed to hang over everything. I was overjoyed to be back to normal this summer and enjoyed attending many events where I wasn't hidden behind a mask. I could smile and enjoy others' smiling faces, too, and it made my heart happy to do so. Whilst on photo duty in Airdrie and Rocky View County, I enjoyed attending several events over the summer months, including the Thumbs Up Foundation's Peace in the Park event, Harley-Davidson's Rally in the Rockies, and an Alberta Open Farm Days tour of your local ranch. I also shot photos at the World Professional Chuckwagon Association's finals at Century Downs Racetrack and Casino, and I even attended Community Link's 1980s-themed 40th birthday bash at Nose Creek Regional Park. It was a summer chock full of fun in the sun. In my downtime, I traveled to visit family in Medicine Hat and Cypress County, and I paid a visit to Elkwater Lake, which is an old childhood stomping ground of mine. I savored sticking my toes in the sand and eating a cup of ice cream, just like in summers past. I will relish the memories I've made with my loved ones this summer. I feel certain these memories will help carry me through the bitter cold of Alberta's upcoming winter months. Until we meet again, summertime, I wish you a fond farewell.